When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
I'm Melania Trump, here to say that whatever it is, all lies, not fair, because media. Everyone knows it's okay to say about the pussy if it's guy talk, or if another man is egging on you, or if you're in a locker room, which my husband is all the time. Just look at his gym-honed body. American, you don't know my husband like I do. Donald appreciates beauty. That makes him artist. He loves women. That makes him feminist. And he would never cheat on me because I'm hot and I'm his wife and I am the mother of his child. And he has literally never always done anything like that before a lot. But you know, it has always been my motto that I came up with myself. When they go low, you go high. So that's what I'm going to do, America. Go high, all the way up to the penthouse. Vote Donald for president.
Man on the street!
Tesla wants to demonstrate its self-driving car by having it travel cross-country next year from Los Angeles to New York City. The Final Edition asks the man on the street. What do you think?
Well, you know, if it's a black car, it's probably going to get pulled over a lot.
Oh, everybody talks about leaving L.A., but nobody ever does it.
I'm just saying that computer's going to take control and drive that car right into a wall and kill somebody. Oh, wait, I didn't mean computer, I meant Billy Joel.
Oh, man, it's got to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, and also the biggest cheesecake factory in the country. Oh, it should also go visit the Thing. It should also go visit the giant piece of yarn. Oh, maybe it should also...
Well, you know, it's better than if my mother-in-law was driving. She's terrible.
The car's gonna go crazy in Arizona when it can't find a good classic rock station.
Oh, self-driving car, that sounds cool. So you can just sit there and it drives itself and you can, like, you know, masturbate?
Listen, man, when it gets to New York, it can crash at my place.
I think there's a real danger that this car is gonna go out and actually find the true heart of America and realize it was in its own heart the whole time.
Mister?
Hi, sir, young man. Are your parents home?
Mom! Dad! It's for you!
Hello, how can we help you?
Good evening, ma'am. I just moved in down the street.
Oh, the old Newman's place. That must be your Trans Am.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Patty, and this is George. Please, come in.
No, that's okay. I'd rather stay right out here.
Oh, okay.
You see, it's just that, I have certain, issues.
George?
The thing is, I'm required by law to inform you...
Oh, dear God, no!
To inform you that I'm a registered...
Kids!
I'm a registered Trump voter.
No! Kids, get to your rooms! Door's locked! Patty, get my taser! You, don't move!
My doctor, he says I shouldn't be a threat to anyone so long as I don't...
Don't you move!
So long as I don't talk to people or watch TV or vote ever again!
Patty, call our broker. We're moving.
I'm so sorry.
Patty, now!
Heil Hitler?
Honey, now you're sure you want to do this?
Yes.
I think it'd be fun to do a little role-playing with the man I love.
Good. I have to say, when I brought it up, I was a little nervous, but since you agreed, I've been looking forward to it all week.
Me too. Okay. The safe word is Cece's Pizza.
Great. The place we met. Perfect. You ready?
Let's do it. I am Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
And I am your second in command, Abu Ali al-Afari. Together we will create one Islamic State with ISIS fully in control.
Tell me, Afari, what is on the agenda for today?
Well, Baghdadi, as you can see, ISIS forces have taken control of everything east of Mosul. We're working our way to the capital as we speak.
Good. Any beheadings scheduled for today?
Yes, we have one at noon and another one at 2:30.
2:30? That seems a little late for a beheading. It will really cut into our destroying of ancient artifacts time.
Good point. I'll have it moved to 1 o'clock.
Great. Also, I want to thank you. I saw our financial reports last night and our funds have seemed to gone up recently. All that oil smuggling, kidnapping, ransoms, and extortion is paying off.
Just doing my part for the greater cause. Oh, sir, we're getting a call from the faction in Europe. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Baghdadi. Hail ISIS.
Hail ISIS.
Just wanted to let you know that we're headed to the store to purchase items for tomorrow's suicide bombing.
Wonderful. It's so great that they don't do background checks in Spain. Where you are, Spain. Thank you, and may Sharia's law be with.
Baghdadi, we found this American journalist outside the camp this morning. What should we do with him?
Ooh, let me pull up Twitter and we can upload a video of us cutting his head off.
Oh, God, no, please. I was just looking for my hotel.
Too late. We will use you to spread the ISIS message.
And get lots of retweets.
Hail ISIS.
Mommy, Daddy, what are you doing to Uncle Ron? He should be at his hotel.
Oh, God, okay. Cece's Pizza. Cece's Pizza.
Oh, my God. Honey, close your eyes.
This isn't what it looks like.
Yeah, Mommy and Daddy were just playing.
So you're not going to decapitate me on social media?
Quiet!
Damn it.
And now, a legendary English Shakespearean actor reads some of the most exquisite literature in the world, which has been rightly compared to the works of Homer, Dante, Shakespeare, Milton, Walt Whitman, W.B. Yeats, and T.S. Eliot.
Buckets of rain. Buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You've got all the love, honey baby, I can stand. I like your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go. Life is sad. Life is a bust. All you can do is what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I'll do it for you, honey baby. Can't you tell?
Beautiful. Oh, it's extraordinary. Just extraordinary.
You're a genius.
Unforgettable.
Thank you, Mr. Bird. Thank you.
Mar-a-Lago, October 2016. Things are going disastrously for Donald Trump. What can be done? He huddles with his closest advisors, Roger Ailes, Kellyanne Conway, and Steve Bannon, head of Breitbart News.
Oh, that new bra, Kellyanne, sure shows off your rack.
Fuck off, Roger, you fat warthog. Remember, you're one rung above Christy, and he's one rung above weak-old smegma.
You do have a great rack, Kelly, but your face looks like a Mexican hooker's stretch marks. Sad.
LOL, Mr. Trump, you kill me.
3 weeks to go. You pathetic bozos got ideas how we turn this thing around.
Yeah, we're gonna take a page out of the Ronald Reagan playbook.
Breitbart News has unearthed an amazing Oval Office tape recording from early March 1981. Scene. Despite his historic win, everything's tanking for Ronald Reagan. He meets with advisors Ed Meese, Michael Deaver, and Nancy.
Mr. President, your poll numbers are abysmal. The whole conservative revolution, your very legacy is in jeopardy. What can we do to turn things around?
You know, I was talking to JFK's portrait the other night.
You were what?
Don't you interrupt Nancy, Mike. She knows things.
Yeah, zip it, Baldy. Ronnie, honey, I asked JFK that very question.
And what did he say, Cupcake?
He said...
I'll tell you this, Nancy. The only way to ensure your legacy is to have some nut blow the back of your head off. Well, now, Cupcake, I don't...
Wait! That's it!
You're going to have some nut blow the back of my head off?
No, no! Some nut's going to try to.
Ooh. Okay.
We hire the nut and run him. On the day he fires off a few random shots, Secret Service pins him, we rush you to Walter Reed, and release you badly wounded.
Am I badly wounded?
No, you're fine. But we make sure the surgeon's a Republican.
And he tells the press the bullet stopped less than an inch away from that great big German-Irish heart.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Awesome!
How about the writers write Ronnie some plucky one-liners?
Ooh, I like that.
Me too! Mr. President, what's that one line you like that Dempsey said when he lost to Tunney?
Honey, I forgot to duck?
Woo!
Yeah! Awesome. Good idea!
Great.
Drinks all around!
You're smart.
So you're saying...
From the most despised guy in the U.S., you'll become everybody's idol!
Again. Nice. Ronald Reagan the sequel. Build that wall, Mr. Peña Siedo.
All we do is find some wetback without a green card and follow exactly the same scenario as the Gipper. Just pick a time and place.
Within 48 hours. Right here in Florida, home of the crazies.
Where all the surgeons are Republican.
And blame it all on Hillary!
Meanwhile, in their vast underground bunker, deep in the Rocky Mountains, Charles and David Koch confer with their cousin and chief of operations, Ibn Said el-Yakuzi Koch.
The conundrum, as I see it, is how to get him out of that damn jetliner and into a small plane.
That's how we usually do it. Wellstone, Carnahan, and the rest.
Not going to happen, gentlemen. My advice would be, find some wetback without a green card, supply him with a gun and a driver, promise him 100 grand and naturalization. Get him to a Trump rally and let nature take its course. Do it in Florida in the next 48 hours. The mob will tear him to pieces and we can blame it all on Hillary!
How many more assassination attempts are in the works? Will the Donald become the Gipper 2.0? Or will he be well and truly fired? Tune in next week to find out.
Welcome to Target.
Hi! Do you have any more of those crazy clown masks? My next door neighbor's pregnant and I really want to scare the living fetus out of her.
Aisle 8.
Thanks!
Welcome to Target.
Yeah, hey, we're your crazy clown masks. We're filming a hilarious video of clowns terrorizing funerals. It's gonna be hilarious!
Aisle 8.
Dope!
Welcome to Target.
Hi, dear. My laundry basket just broke after 25 years. Imagine that. Do you have any of those crazy clown masks that I can wear to scare someone into giving me their laundry basket?
Aisle 8.
Thank you.
Welcome to Target.
Hi, I need to make a casserole for a big dinner party tonight.
Aisle 8.
You didn't let me finish.
Aisle 8.
It's not a casserole dish that I want.
Aisle 8.
What I really want is to scare my guests. Is that weird?
Aisle 8.
I want to scare the living shit out of them.
Aisle 8.
As a prank, but also because it feels good to scare people so fucking good. Ah!
Aisle 8.
Thank you.
Hi, where are your Trump masks?
Aisle 8.
No. I don't want a crazy clown mask. I want a Trump mask.
What's the difference?
Whoa, up top.
Out of the 36, please. Out of the 36.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And now, lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Hi, I'm Ron Tracy, and here are a couple of Hollywood stories that maybe you haven't heard. Johnny Carson once asked Betty Davis the best way for an aspiring starlet to get into Hollywood. Ms. Davis replied, "Take Fountain Street." Well, everybody knows that story, but here's something maybe you didn't know. It turns out that's actually kind of a dick thing to say. And a footnote to that story, a young actress happened to be watching the show that night, and that actress's name was Janet Hartzell. If that name sounds unfamiliar, it's because she never got a job in Hollywood because Betty Davis didn't help her. No one did. A couple guys raped her, though. Another funny story, Walt Disney once told a reporter that, quote, "I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known." But less known is the reporter's response, which was, quote, "Jesus Christ, Walt, that is the saddest thing I have ever heard. Why would you even say that?" Unquote.
Those are just a couple of the lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Welcome back to Talk News with me, Rebecca Robbins. Joining me in the studio is Republican Representative Mike Stevenson of Unlikely Creek, Michigan. Good to have you, Mike.
Oh, great to be here, Rebecca.
So, a lot of Republicans have been denouncing Donald Trump in the light of his comments about, and I quote, "grabbing women by the pussy," saying it's an affront to their wives and daughters.
Exactly so, Rebecca.
But you've taken a different stand?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm denouncing Donald Trump on behalf of my son. He is setting the sons of America a terrible example on how to behave.
Honestly, as a woman, it's encouraging to hear that, Mike.
Well, there are lessons to be learned from this. Lessons for our sons to learn.
Like treating women with respect, you mean?
That, and also, always check the microphone is off.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, check it, and check it again. You can never be too careful, and it never hurts to be extra sure that the microphone is off.
So to be clear, you're not denouncing Donald Trump's lewd comments, just that he said them on mic.
Well, Rebecca, I don't know if you know this, but boys will be boys. And locker room talk is just that. It's a sacred place where men can simply be men, you know, shooting the breeze, horsing around. I mean, if we didn't have off-color talk in our locker rooms, how could my tennis coach and I jack off together in the steam room and still be straight, huh? You ever think of that?
I did not ever think of that.
Yep. Well, it's a poser for sure. So, the lesson for our sons is this. Out of respect for our women folk, don't say those things when you're on mic being recorded. You know, like pussy.
An interesting point of view indeed. Thank you, Mike.
Or vag.
Excuse me?
Yeah! Boys gotta be careful about that one. Don't just go around getting caught on mic spouting about how you'd like to get your fingers all up in that yogurt factory.
What?
Yeah, or if you just want to go to town in her pink canoe, get all smooched up there in her love muffin. Make yourself a sashimi sandwich. And whatever you do, word from the wise, don't say cunt.
You're aware that you're literally mic'd up and literally on the radio right now.
Ow, cunt and cunt! Oh.
Franklin Realtors presents Boyle Heights, LA's next stop for gentrification.
So many homes for sale and so affordable.
Just look at this stunning three-bedroom residence. It was knocked off the foundations in a crash from a fatal drive-by shooting. A bargain at $400,000.
A fatal drive-by?
It's okay. The victims were innocent. Here, put on the dead driver's hat and sunglasses.
Look at me. I'm a cholo.
Sure, people here have had some rough times. Gangs think they own this neighborhood, but actually, we own it. Franklin Realtors. In fact, I'm going to tag this wall.
Neat. So you're saying we're going to save this neighborhood?
Yep, by pricing everybody right out of it.
You're welcome, everyone.
Over here, we have three homes on one lot. live in one unit, rent out the other two.
But what kind of rent do I get?
Small at first, just working class families. But if you can get them to move out, the rents can go up and up and up.
Hola!
That's one of the tenants, Mrs. Chavez. Very nice lady. Don't get too attached to her.
Do people around here mind being priced out?
I don't know. Let's listen in.
When a neighborhood gentrifies, art galleries move in. So yeah, we got to get rid of the art galleries.
Hey, what if everybody adopted a ferret?
Yeah, they're fine. So come experience Latin culture briefly in LA's hottest real estate market.
Hola.
Don't make eye contact.
And now, a legendary English Shakespearean actress reads some of the most beautiful literature in the world, which has been rightly compared to the works of Sappho, Hildegard von Bingen, St. Teresa of Avila, Virginia Woolf, Sylvia Plath, and Simone de Beauvoir.
Lay across my big brass bed. Lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make him smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too.
Beautiful. Extraordinary.
Pure genius.
Exquisite. Unforgettable. Thank you, Mr. Dillon.
This weekend, get ready for Teutonic Mayhem with Rocktoberfest. Stuff the tuba, Claus. I didn't say Oktoberfest. I said Rocktoberfest. Time to rocktober. That's right, Rocktoberfest. All the beer, none of the accordions. It's ethnic heritage gone wild. From the people who brought you Cinco de Mayo and St. Party's Day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we now have a special treat for you this evening. World-renowned UFO hunter Ted Ackworth is here to share with you some interesting and probably history-changing evidence of his search for the extraterrestrials.
Good evening, and thanks for having me as your guest tonight. I've been searching for otherworldly beings my entire life, and tonight I will unveil for the first time ever some shocking evidence that proves, in my opinion, that aliens do indeed exist. These findings were recorded last month through my interstellar recording telescope. I heard strange sounds and I captured audio of them to what I believe to be definitive and clear voices of aliens. I'm very excited to share this with you, so let's take a listen at the first recording. Okay, can you play the first track?
Yeah, I'm having trouble locating that file.
Okay, it should be in the folder marked Aliens. Sorry about this, just a slight technical difficulty.
Yeah, I don't see that folder.
It's right there on the desktop.
Dude, I'm sorry, I don't see it.
Oh my god, we went over this before the presentation. Okay, there's a folder that says Aliens on it. You see it, right?
No, I hear what you're saying, I don't see it.
Okay, no problem. Just hit Control F and do a search for the word Aliens.
Okay, it's searching for aliens.
Great. This will just take a second. Sorry about this.
It said it couldn't find anything.
No. The tracks are on there, okay? I've heard it with my own two ears.
Okay, are you sure you didn't just imagine it or, like, think you heard the tracks that sounded like it could be it?
No, no, no.
I mean, it could have just been a weather balloon file or airplane file.
No,
or...
I definitely saw the alien files.
Yeah, okay, dude, but it's... Oh, hold on. Here's a folder called Martians. Could that be it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Click that. Okay, I might have just changed the name. Do you see the audio in there?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, play those. I told you I wasn't crazy. Great. These are them. Okay, this is the sound of interstellar space. Just keep going. Great. Yes, yes, yes. Keep going. The alien sound should be coming up very soon. No, 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 that's not it. No, stop playing the track. You're in the wrong folder.
Sorry.
Look, okay, I have hard evidence of the existence of extraterrestrials. Just please play the correct files.
Dude, it doesn't look like they exist.
No, 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 they do exist, okay? I've seen the files. My alien evidence is real. It is real.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. I found a file called Little Green Men.
No, 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 don't play that.
Oh, yeah, aliens. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Stop the track. Stop the track.
Okay, maybe next year you'll have some proof.
No, I met aliens.
Sure you did, sicko. Time to go.
No, I did. I have hard evidence.
Yeah, yeah, we all heard your hard evidence.
Oh, aliens.
We all want to eat healthier, but to get food that's gluten-free, carb-free, fat-free, calorie-free, and sodium-free, it can cost you a lot of money and ends up just tasting like cardboard. Well, we have the answer for you.
Just eat cardboard!
That's right. Why pay for expensive food that tastes like cardboard when you can just eat the real thing? Cardboard is not only gluten-free, carb-free, fat-free, calorie-free, and sodium-free, but also free of any edible ingredients whatsoever. So you know it's healthy.
Just eat cardboard!
Cardboard dates back to 1683 and is still used today for packaging, hardcover books, jigsaw puzzles, cigarette boxes, way too heavy-duty business cards, kids' forts, and framing. Isn't it about time we start eating it too?
Eat cardboard!
Now, let's talk about price. Cardboard is free! Just go to any dumpster behind your favorite supermarket and you'll find an array of free cardboard meals. Plus, no more waiting in that busy checkout line.
Eat cardboard!
With cardboard, you know exactly what you're getting. Cardboard doesn't pretend to taste like a delicious hot fudge sundae and then taste like nothing. From the first bite to the last, you know cardboard will taste like cardboard.
Cardboard!
I've been eating nothing but cardboard for 3 months, and I've never lost so much weight. And it's cheap.
I'm a personal trainer and wellness coach, and I can safely say that eating cardboard is not healthy for you. In fact, it'll probably kill you if you eat too much.
Oh, okay, we can't use that.
Cardboard!
So what are you waiting for? Go out and start having the healthy body you've always dreamed of with cardboard!
Just eat cardboard!
But hurry, supplies are limited due to extensive deforestation.
We will be back right after this. Thank you so much. After the success of the Final Editions album, Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight?, presented in conjunction with the National Lampoon, we at the Final Edition Radio Hour are on the brink of another ambitious, gut-busting project. A blistering 3-podcast satirical series, not about sensitive emails and sensitive portions of a lady's anatomy, but about the truly important issue in this election, the Supreme Court. Here's an inside taste of what's to come in some outtakes we couldn't find a home for. Clarence Thomas is well known for his complete silence during the court's deliberations. What fascinating things are going on inside that noble judicial head?
We'll hear argument first this morning in case 14-1468, Birchfield versus North Dakota, and the related cases. Mr. Rothfeld?
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. The fundamental problem with the statutes at issue...
And blah, blah, blah. God, I hate being a Supreme Court justice. There's Sotomayor and Kagan. I think both of you old dykes could stand to have your dockets filled with more than cobwebs.
Why, Clarence, I do declare there's no need for you to be talking like that about those white ladies. It is I, the plaintive voice of your long-suffering colored self.
Oh, hello, Uncle Thomas. What brings you around?
Why, we still got us some accommodating to do, Clarence. Remember, as constitutional originalists, we gots to base everything on the supposed intentions of a bunch of 18th century John Roberts, rich planners what literally done owned our ancestors.
Yeah, yeah. What have you got now?
Well, reading the Constitution strictly, it is my considered opinion that you is only 3/5 of a Supreme Court justice. The good news is that there breaks the 4-4 deadlock the court is in. And a supposed even split is really a vote of 4-3 3/5. And whatever side you're on, loses.
Great. Thanks, Uncle Thomas.
You's welcome. I was just trying to base everything on a society where you would be bought and sold like a prize heifer. Because that's what the founders done wanted.
Of the combination of the benefit and the conditions.
Oh, no. More stupid, boring court stuff.
How about this? Is it cruel and unusual punishment if you're dressed as a chicken and shot out of a cannon?
Do you die?
Well, yeah.
Not cruel and unusual punishment.
Come on, they dress you like a chicken.
So?
They put a beak on your face, attach feathers to your body, make you wear chicken feet, make you squawk like a chicken, stuff your chicken body into a cannon, light a match, and shoot your chicken ass out to sea. That is very cruel and unusual punishment.
Do you die?
How could anyone survive that?
Then it's not punishment. It's only punishment if you survive, man.
Why?
Dudes, the objective of punishment is to reform, okay? Not to kill. Therefore, punishment can't be cruel and unusual if it was never punishment to begin with.
Fuck me. So the government can do whatever twisted shit it wants to you as long as it results in your death?
Bingo. I think you guys are finally getting it.
Well, how about this?
Wait. Before we go any further, does anyone need a re-up of angel dust?
Yeah, sure. Man.
Definitely. Okay, so how about this? They dress you like a little baby with a pacifier and everything. They tie you to a camel who then runs full speed for 3 straight weeks in the desert, dragging you behind it. Each night, you have to sing a love song to the camel. And if the camel doesn't like it, he spits on you. And depending on what color the spit is, that's how you know what your mom's maiden name was. And then if your mom was not a good person, you'll know because it'll make you break out in hives.
Do you die?
Yeah.
New on the Law Channel, Hillbilly Supreme Court Justice. We now join already in progress the oral argument of Robin C. Conrad on behalf of the petitioners in the death penalty case of the hapless city feller versus Dogpatch, Kentucky.
Bailiff Ziggurat, commence with the hollering.
All right, get off your smelly butts, Dricky, for a whoop your britches plum hard into mushmelons. The Honorable Chief Justice Zig Cooter presides.
Thank you, Bailiff. Sit down, your behinds. Bailiff, please bring on the next case for my perusal.
Your Honor, counsel approaches.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. My name is Mr.
Well, what do we got here? Looks like we got ourselves a hapless city feller.
thank you, Your Honor, but actually, I'm counsel for the individual known as hapless city feller.
Yeah. You never should have come around these parts, in this district, in this particular jurisdiction, I mean. That's what I'm talking about, basically. You get the gist.
Yes, Your Honor.
Court reporter, please read back the transcripts from your electronic spoken word recording device.
But, baby, I mean, Your Honor, you know I can't read.
Duly noted for the record. Proceed, counsel.
If I may please the court with my oral argument.
Excuse me?
May I please, Your Honor, present my oral argument?
Come again?
I wish to present you my oral...
I heard you a-saying oral three times. Court reporter, how many times did he say oral?
But, baby, you know I can't count.
Duly noted.
Your Honor, I'm here to present my argument against the constitutionality of the death penalty.
Daddy's a great Jew dictator.
Shut your mouth. Shut your ugly hole. You're the shame of the family. Your mother must have laid with a possum, because you ain't no son of mine.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Right. So, counsel, how do you want to present your case again?
Orally.
That's it. Court's adjourned while we take you yonder to the old dry creek bed to do whatnot in assorted hurtings upon your torso.
What? You're going to remand me to the old dry creek bed for torture?
Hell no. We're just going to take you yonder to the old dry creek bed to do whatnot in assorted hurtings upon your torso.
Objection. My God, you don't even know what remand means.
Objection sustained.
And I also object that the court reporter and bailiff are being played by the same actor.
But they are the same person. That's my son. And his son. Regardless, you still must be punished.
What's the punishment then?
You have the choice of a small fine or Chi-Chi.
What's the small fine?
Death.
What's Chi-Chi?
Don't worry about that. That's where we put you in a barrel and fuck you, light you on fire and roll you down a hill onto a big cactus, fuck you again. Then we rip out your intestines, which we then reuse as rope at the local parkour facility. Big hit with the tourists, then we fuck you again.
I object, Your Honor. The state of Kentucky outlawed Chi-Chi 5 years ago as cruel and unusual punishment in the case of the missionary versus the Lost Amazon tribe.
I reckon you're right. The court rescinds the punishment known as Chi-Chi.
Thank goodness. Death is bad enough, but Chi-Chi would be unbearable.
Counsel, after much deliberating, I have reached my verdict. Your argument before me today was inspiring and eloquent. Your words have compelled this court to show mercy and compassion upon the accused by giving you as quick and painless an execution as medically possible using only the most modern and scientific methods available.
So death it is.
I reckon.
Thank you, Your Honor.
But first, Chi-Chi.
Oh, God, no!
Join us again next week on Hillbilly Supreme Court Justice to see what comes next on Zed Cooter's docket.
Who said docket in my court?
You know I can't read!
You know he can't read!
We're the same person!
Hello?
Yeah, are you Merrick Garland?
Yeah. Am I in the right place? I got a message saying I should meet Sam at the Supreme Court.
That's me, bud. Justice Sam Alito. But my friends call me Lido Deck. I'm kind of the Supreme Court's cruise director. Look, I know Congress is trying to hold you up until after the election, but we at the court have our own confirmation tradition.
Yeah, SCOTUS needs to get a crack at you first, if you know what we mean.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah, bitch. You're ours now.
I don't understand. Is this, like a hazing?
Let me see if I can explain it. The court rules on lots of stuff.
The court rules!
And you have to be familiar with lots of issues like...
the ice caps melting.
You just poured ice over my head.
Or deficit cuts.
Hey, you just cut my hair. Stop it.
Or what? You gonna snitch on us to Dean Obama?
Now you're gonna get it, Pledge. I'm your chief. I'm John Roberts. Dude, don't be a bork.
Forks get forks.
Ow! Where did you get a fork?
So, do you want to be part of SCOTUS House or not?
Do I want to be a justice? I do?
He does! The court rules!
Hi, are you new? I'm Elena.
Justice Kagan, stop it.
I was the new pledge last time. Hey, justices! Let's make a mask out a lobbyist.
Ooh, let's make her perform a transvaginal ultrasound. Hashtag warn women. Hashtag that's what's up.
I know, let's make him hunt a person for sport.
We don't have time. We have to get ready for the toga kegger.
I can't believe the Supreme Court throws toga parties.
With these robes, every day is a toga party. Garland, do a keg stand. How do you feel?
The court rules?
The court rules! SCOTUS, SCOTUS! Oh no! Habeas corpus! Ay, 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 I said SCOTUS, SCOTUS! Oh baby! Stare decisis! Yeah, 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 yeah!
We're all gonna get laid!
Even me!
After these messages, the final edition radio hour will go to Pi Squared.
We will be right back after this.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the final edition radio hour!
Hello, fans of the final edition radio hour. I'm Jeff Chrysler, co-executive producer of this show, the other guy that makes things happen. As you may have heard, we recently put out an album with National Lampoon called Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight? I'm very proud of the album. I think it really represents some of what we can do. It speaks to some of the issues in the air these days, and I hope you've given it a listen and bought it and shared it. But you may not know that's not the only thing we do. We've got this Supreme Court thing coming up, and a few years ago, we actually put out another album. It was much lower profile. It was called The Vinyl Edition. I'm also proud of that, and it represents some of the work in our first couple years of broadcast existence. Just to give you a little tease of all the things we've done, we're now going to play some snippets, some of my favorites from that album, The Vinyl Edition, which you can also buy on CD Baby and iTunes, and all the other places you can find Are There Any Triggers Here Tonight, and I hope you'll enjoy this, and then get back to listening, sharing, and loving everything that we do. Thanks so much.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks, the fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
The Final Edition is pleased to present this special message.
Hi, I'm a typical suburban dad.
And I'm his typical suburban wife.
Hey, honey. Do you hear the winds of change blowing?
Sure do, honey. Why don't you tell them what's happening to the nuclear family?
Yes, dear. The average nuclear family now consists of two children, a pet, and a semi-automatic weapon.
Our family is better than average. We have three children and two semi-automatic weapons.
Oh, honey, you know we have two children now.
Oh, that's right, dear. One of them shot the other one.
We call it family fire.
It's what happens when you leave your guns out. It's our Second Amendment right.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the state, the right of the people to leave their guns out shall not be infringed.
You'll have to pry our kids' guns from their cold, dead fingers.
Which we've done.
You know, honey, losing a child is a small price to pay for keeping and bearing arms.
You said it, dear. After all, we can always get more kids.
Guess we're gonna have to start right now.
Fortunately, there's a brand new organization for parents who leave their guns out where their kids can get them.
The PTNRA.
The Parent Teacher National Rifle Association.
The PTNRA makes sure no law will ever come between your child and your gun.
Thank God. Hey, Junior, what you got there? isn't that cute, honey? Honey? Honey?
The PTNRA. Because guns don't kill, very small people whose parents have guns do.
And now, still more from the Final Edition's finance feature, Money or Die.
The great economic booms of the modern era, housing in the 2000s, technology in the 1990s, savings and loans in the 1980s, have one thing in common: bubbles. Many economists believe we need another bubble to accelerate our current recovery. One believer is David Schwarzstein, an unindicted accountant formerly of Arthur Andersen. He created the popular low-risk, high-return, general uncertainty margins, or GUMs, designed to reinflate the economy.
What industry will create the next five-year ride of imaginary wealth? Oil or autos, airplanes, entertainment, corn, solar, celebrity fashion? No one knows. But this came to me on Turks and Caicos. Everyone's speculating. Speculating about the speculative market. Speculation about speculation is still speculation, isn't it?
Turns out, yes, it is. Thus, the bubble concept. Speculation in speculation. Schwarzstein created GUMs in partnership with Citibank, Deutsche Bank, and Bank of America. A Citibank spokesman explained how they work.
Institutional investors buy a minimum $10 million bet that one of 25 pre-selected industries will produce the next bubble. They only put down 0.1%, so their stake is an incredible 99.9% leveraged.
A Deutsche Bank analyst continued.
These institutional bets are then bundled into GUMs, and shares of those are offered to the public. It's totally safe. All you need is a bank account and the desire to get rich. GUMs will always appreciate.
Are GUMs SEC and FTC approved? A Bank of America economist insists that they probably are.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is that GUMs are really, certainly win-win. So there's no time to lose. Buy shares right now. Don't ask questions.
Could these bubble GUMs rejuvenate America's arthritic economy?
You can bet your life on it.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by LayPal. No stolen credit card numbers. No statements with transparently obvious circumlocutions for sex services dreamed up by brain-dead porn merchants. No lingering paranoia about blackmail. No records. No paper trail. What happens with LayPal stays with LayPal. Open your anonymous account and keep it current. When you need to get laid, just click on LayPal. Your lay will be on his or her way. LayPal, the world's most loved way to lay and get laid. Bitcoins accepted.
And now more from the Final Edition's finance feature, Money or Die.
Major corporations continue to be nervous about corporate taxes going up and loopholes being closed. Our very own Money Honey Bunny Bucks has the scoop.
Will a second-term Obama finally implement his plan to tax big corporations till they bleed? What do? Fred Bread, Deloitte professor of voodoo accounting at the University of Phoenix, thinks he knows.
In our crazy deist republic, what corporate entities have the juiciest tax breaks of all?
GM. GE?
No, silly! Religions! So, if a corporation can prove it's actually a religion, they will pay zero taxes.
To test his theory, Professor Bread took me along with him for a show-and-tell meeting with Robert Iger of the largest entertainment conglomerate in the world, Disney Inc.
I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Okay, Professor, let me get this straight. You're saying the Disney Corporation exhibits all the characteristics of a religion?
Yes, a better name would be the Church of the Holy Rodent.
Holy Rodent? I don't know.
Hear me out. The Rodentine faith centers around three persons, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. Icons so sacred they adorned the planes, tanks, and ships which won the crusade against fascism in World War II.
I guess that's true.
So, like the Christian Trinity, the Rodentine Trinity is one in spirit but with three distinct persons. God the Vermin.
Uh-huh. Up and at 'em, pal.
God the Duck. And God the Holy Goof.
When you put it like that, denying it feels almost like blasphemy.
Exactly. These are saints so sacred, not only have they never had sex, they don't even have sexual characteristics.
I like where this is going.
All Disney females from Snow White to Mary Poppins are virgins, especially Bambi's mother, when she presents the world with her little Bambi, the Bambino.
The new princess boy.
This is genius.
Wait, what about Minnie?
I would surmise that Minnie had a murky past before she got together with Mickey. Meet Minnie Magdalene.
You clown.
Now that's a global blockbuster. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy return in an animated New Testament. Get me Katzenberg.
Finally, there's Disney's immutable doctrine of resurrection after death. Or apparent death.
That's true. All the heroines die and come back to life. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Mulan.
Heroes, too. What about Mowgli?
And Pinocchio. Pinocchio even has a conscience. Jiminy Cricket.
There's two ways to do anything, the right way and the wrong way.
Whose initials are?
J.C.
Pinocchio undergoes the torments of Jonah in the belly of a whale and is transfigured by resurrection into a real boy.
I'm a real boy!
Plus, his father is a carpenter!
Oh my God!
I would argue to the IRS that Pinocchio fulfills the opening words of St. John's Gospel. In the beginning was the wood, and the wood was made flesh.
Oh my God!
This is huge. No way we'll ever pay another cent in taxes. In fact, I'm renaming our Florida operations. Tomorrow, I can see it now. Disney World to come. The magic kingdom of heaven.
Brilliant. That should cinch it tax-wise.
Disney has already applied to the IRS for tax-exempt status as an established faith. Experts from Deloitte say it's a slam dunk. Disney will then rebrand itself globally as the Holy Rodent Empire.
And you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltohanes, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2014.